This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, thousands of Native Americans in Nevada can now vote online, which supporters say will help boost the Native vote. And new legislation will help tribes across the U.S. develop seed banks. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Tribal members living on reservations and colonies in Nevada are now among the roughly 300,000 Americans who can cast a ballot online. Nevada Public Radio's Paul Boger reports. Insert Boger spot here. Coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. Tribes may soon have support in growing and maintaining traditional plants. Democratic Congresswoman Norma Torres has introduced legislation called the Native American Seed Act. Torres says if passed, her bill would allow the U.S. Department of the Interior and tribes to determine and protect seeds important to their members. Insert N. Torres cut 1 here. And coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. Torres is a member of the Congressional Native American Caucus. Her legislation was jointly introduced with Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa of California. Torres says this bipartisan effort began when she visited a tribe in New Mexico that had constructed a modest seed bank. Insert N. Torres 2. And coming out of it here. Movements for food sovereignty and reclaiming traditional plants have picked up steam in the last few years. Torres says her bill will help build on that momentum. And a new California bill educating K-12 school children on the attempted genocide of Native Americans goes into effect January 1st. The Oregonian reports that Governor Gavin Newsom signed the bill in September. The curriculum will educate students on the California Native tribes who endured violence, oppression, and atrocities during the Spanish colonial period and the Gold Rush. Supporters say it also teaches about the resiliency of Native people. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios of Eugene, Oregon.